This is Reverend Buckburn, going on in a couple of minutes. Relay broadcasters and tapers. Good evening. Good evening. This is Reverend Buckburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, we have the final installment of the Reagan Anti-Memorial, Part 3, The Mass. And got a lot of great tunes for this, a lot of categories of music. Gonna start off with some hardcore. We'll have some dedications. We have an asshole of the week. And some news, some great news this week. And Nurse Ratchet is back again. And all kinds of goodies. So, this is the Reagan Anti-Memorial. Part 3, and we're going to play G.I.'s version of Hey Ronnie, as well as Youth Brigade's Moral Majority for Reverend Taliban wannabe Jerry Falwell, still violating church and state and stumping for George W. Moron Bush and his organization from the early 80s, Moral Majority. That song is by Youth Brigade. But let us begin with something soft and tender. This is Minor Threat.
Everybody, ready? What do I do?
Yeah.
majority, not for me.
All right, let's play a song for a friend of Ronald Caligula Reagan, someone whom we'll also do anti-memorials for when he eventually falls over for the last time. This goes out to the Pope. This is by the Meat Men, the self-titled release, or the self-titled track from their release, Pope on a Rope. Okay, Ronald Caligula Reagan was the first to popularize among presidents and intensify corporate welfare, welfare for the rich, and his famous act of doing it, and it was the act that put corporate welfare on the independent media radar. Independent media at the time, which was largely independent publications, was his free handout to the then-struggling Chrysler Corporation. This is Tom Paxton live doing I Am Changing My Name to Chrysler.
Would you welcome Mr. Tom Paxton?
Thank you very much. Oh, the price of gold is rising out of sight, and the dollar is in sorry shape tonight. What the dollar used to get us now won't get a head of lettuce. No, the economic forecast isn't right. But amidst the clouds, I spot a shining ray. I begin to glimpse a new and better way. I've devised a plan of action, worked it down to the last fraction, and I'm going into action here today. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am going down to Washington, D.C. I will tell some power broker what you did for Iacocca would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am leaving for that great receiving line. And when they hand a million grand out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, sir, I'll get mine. When my creditors come screaming for their dough, I'll be proud to tell them all where they can go. They won't have to scream and holler, they'll be paid to the last dollar, where the endless streams of money seem to flow. I'll be glad to tell them all what they must do. It's a matter of a simple form or two. It's not just remuneration, it's a liberal education. Aren't you kind of glad that I'm in debt to you? And I'm changing my name to Chrysler. I am going down to Washington, D.C. I will tell some power broker what you did for Iacocca would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am leaving for that great receiving line. And when they hand a million grand out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, sir, I'll get mine. Since the first amphibian crawled out of this line, of this line, we've been struggling in an unrelenting climb, lenting climb. We were hardly up and walking before money started talking, and it said that failure is an awful crime. It's been that way a millennium or two, Now it seems there is a different point of view. If you're a corporate titanic and your failure is gigantic, down in Congress there's a safety net for you. So I'm changing my name to Chrysler. I am going down to Washington, D.C. I will tell some power broker what you did for Iacocca would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am leaving for that great receiving line. And when they hand a million grand out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, I'll get mine. Oh, when they hand a million grand out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, sir, I'll get mine.
Once upon a time, there was a pop star and singer who was exposed to a very bad crowd. Her name, Linda Ronstadt, and the bad crowd, a pack dominated by assholes at a place in Las Vegas very recently called the Aladdin, in which she was shouted at, thrown out of the casino, and instead of taken to her luxury suite, evicted from the grounds for endorsing Michael Moore's incredible new film release, Fahrenheit 9/11. This is Different Drum by Linda Ronstadt. You heard DOA doing Fucked Up Ronnie. Before that, Down by Law did Peace, Love, and Understanding. Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies did Different Drum. Tom Paxton did I Am Changing My Name to Chrysler. The Meat Men did Pope on a Rope. Youth Brigade did Moral Majority. G.I. did Hey Ronnie. And another song for Reagan, Lie, Cheat, and Steal. And started off with Minor Threat doing Stand Up and 1-2-XU. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 East Coast Time, USA, at RadioVolta.org. And relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted throughout the week, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, as well as repeat broadcasted at AN, oh so appropriately on Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. The show is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered and kink communities outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Numbnuts Quayle, 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 at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. And thank you, person who wrote to me from Arizona and mailed me a CD that you heard as a kind of a foreplay to this show. That was called Jelly Side Down, and that is by Wiseacres Production. You might want to put your name on your stuff. The Fabulous Lemming Sisters, the Chicky Dicks, Jacob Yosemite, and more. A compilation from Arizona, Jelly Side Down, in which she asks of the cover, does the CD make my butt look big? I would say no, it does not, and if Marlon is still in the next room, we will ask him. But thank you for sending that to me. I'll play that on this show. But tonight, it is jam full of music. I doubt if I'll have time to get through it all. I doubt if we're going to hear the Caligula theme, which, of course, would be befitting Ronald Caligula Reagan. But we heard it a lot. It's the theme from the film soundtrack of Caligula, and there's a lot of other Reagan-oriented songs, and even though this is part three, I doubt if there's going to be time to cover all of it, but we will cover some of it and play some of the old classics as well as some other blasts from the past while we cover the convention actions in Boston and New York City this coming week. The actions during the Democratic Convention in Boston which you can track at Independent Media Center in Boston, which is boston.indymedia.org, and you can stay afloat with the actions in Boston. And we'll also cover the New York City protests, and we will have a live correspondent, who will be informing us of the New York City Republican Convention protests, and that will be provided by none other than the great Pie Man from pieman.org, which ought to be most hilarious, and I'd love to bring him down here. Although we'd have to have plenty of food to host the Pie Man. But anyway, that's coming up. Future themes include the Lick Bush in 2004 series that will correspond with the convention. 3 retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush. And a special on sex negatives of every walk of life. Liberal and conservative, the left and the right, everything philosophically from the Reverend Falwell types to women's studies programs, or at least a certain kind of them, and every other kind of Puritanism or pretend Puritanism. Your input is most welcome and invited for a special called Pubic Property, as well as a show on propagandists and the bullshit addictions industry, where such terms are laughably used, such as love addict, sex addict, porn addict, internet addict, golf club addict, television addict, etc. And all things did, of course, cheapen the meaning of true addictions. And we'll cover that, as well as the 12-step monopoly and higher power delusions, in a special entitled Recovery for Propagandists. And, oh, a ton of future themes and some live guests, including probably Barbara Nitke from BarbaraNitke.com, erotic and kink and S&M photographer, as well as Darren, formerly from the punk band Hopeless Dregs of Humanity. And he is currently online at DarrenDSI.com, and he will be a live guest on September 12th. And probably Laura Riskell coming back again, the author of the forthcoming book, The Top 10 Sex Myths That Screw America, as well as LaSara Firefox from Yahoo Group's Sexy Mama, and some others I don't want to announce until they are closer to being reality and possibilities. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. And if he's still here, Marlon, the great engineer, was in here just before the beginning of the show and looks a little preoccupied with a cell phone. But if he's still around, we will bring him in here, because I'm sure he has a lot to say about the laughable and hilarious humorous made-for-TV event known as the Reagan Memorials. And the Reverend, by the way, is officially the clergy person and the person in charge of christening and blessing the USS Reagan. Kind of like the boat on Gilligan's Island, and we'll deal with that later. And Nurse Ratched is here, so you'll meet her coming up. I know you love her, and I probably won't be able to get rid of her since she is increasingly popular. I don't know why. And let's see. Well, we have a bullshit artist of the week. We'll do asshole of the week later, but now let's acknowledge the bullshit artist of the week. The bullshit artist of the week is none other than a former corrupt sleazebag and past governor of New Jersey named Tom Keene, who is the chairperson and media mouthpiece of a pathetic document entitled The 9/11 Commission Report. And this was written from the commission's headquarters, which was deep in the ass crack of George W. Numbnuts Bush and his bloody regime. And the bottom line of that is that it was more agenda pushing and more ideology pushing, very shallow touchings on the Bush-Saudi connections, the Bush-Bin Laden connections, and very obvious stuff, well exposed by now, well provable by now. And instead, silly bullshit ideas like nominating an intelligence czar. And it's too much to get into. I want to send everybody to truthout.org because Marjorie Cohn wrote an article that it's better to send people to this article rather than going off on this bullshit report called the September 11th Commission Report, Misses the Point. And that's by Marjorie Cohn at truthout.org. Tom Keene, sleazy former governor of New Jersey, you are bullshit artist of the week. A well-deserved reward. And of course, the stuff exposed in Fahrenheit 9/11, including the Bush-Saudi connections, a film that exposes the 2000 election sham, all things September 11th, the Bush war drive, the effects of the Patriot Act, the infiltration and operations against activists, and the filth of the Bush regime makes it one of the most important films in modern times. Once again, please take people to see it and encourage many others to go and send the link around. Michael Moore, Michael M-O-O-R-E, michaelmoore.com. Thank you, Michael Moore, for being better at dealing with September 11th than this bullshit commission. Thank you, Michael Moore, for making a film that is a beacon of truth amidst a bullshit empire known as the corporate media and the corporate entertainment industry. A lot of the things in Fahrenheit 9/11 you heard here first, and you heard in independent media first, and you heard this here first, that there would be many bullshit alerts to follow. And of course that was true. Last year's holiday season, before the last minor election, and you heard this here first. There are more bullshit alerts to come, very likely this coming October, just before the election. Yes, a bullshit alert, so everybody can tremble in fear and say, Daddy, protect us. Daddy, those bad people are coming. Tommy Ridge told us so. Protect us. Don't be like the girly men, as Arnold put it, of the alleged opposition party, the other corporate party. Please protect us, Mr. Bush. There will be bullshit alerts in October. No basis for them. Nothing specific given. They'll just hold up some stupid fucking color and say, we're under alert. Kind of like Star Trek. And we'll just have to see in the aftermath of Fahrenheit 9/11 and with all the stuff that's been increasingly exposed this year, how much people buy, pretty much be a measurement of how much people buy the bullshit that is inevitably worth to everybody who mails the Reverend and emails the Reverend interesting stuff. One book burner and friend of 60s comic legend and still artist, who I believe still lives in France. He just said, fuck it, and left the country, I believe, 10 years ago. R. Crumb. And so if you write to me and you want a really good page of R. Crumb links, including all kinds of access to his cartoon and artwork and comics, let me know and I will send that to you. It's a gold mine if you're an R. Crumb enthusiast. And let's see, we heard from Mr. Scott, the Reverend's computer security person and good friend and clinic defender extraordinaire, who hosted a video party last weekend for a showing of Move On's exposing of the extremely biased and partisan Fox News and that buffoonish Bill O'Reilly and its owner Rupert Murdoch. It's called Outfoxed from MoveOn.org. MoveOn is one word. MoveOn.org. Outfoxed was said to really piss you off. They had a discussion and online chat afterwards that had a map of North America, I guess little dots of where the parties were and how many were at each party and their zip code. They had Al Franken and four or five others commenting and responding to questions in this high-tech national discussion that followed Outfox. It sounds like something really recommended, and I believe it's available on video and DVD. Outfoxed from MoveOn.org. And again, check out Fahrenheit 9/11 and take people there and tell everybody to go. And that is at MichaelMoore.com. All right, sick of plugging. All right, we will tonight see the Reverend bless and christen the USS Reagan. And let's see, got to give you some stuff to peruse. Some videos at Bush in 30 seconds, and you use the numerals, you don't spell out 30. Bushin30seconds.org. Oh, there's way too much shit. The Reverend is notorious for packing a ton of music, more than could possibly fit, and writing every fucking thing. Everybody emails or every article discovered by moi. And, way too much. I really could do this all day, every day. There's so much stuff. But anyway. Alright. Also coming up tonight, some great songs from the 80s. Again, we're going to have every genre of music. And we're going to talk about some of the stuff that was touched upon in Fahrenheit 9/11. The impact of the Patriot Act and some of the tactics that have been used since the 60s, like Operation COINTELPRO, because some of you are getting ready to raise some hell at the convention protest in Boston and New York, and you got to know about Operation COINTELPRO and stuff like that, and what they're already doing since the passage of the Patriot Act, infiltration, not just of the heavy groups, but also of, you know, the Little Fresno Peace Group, a group in Colorado of senior pacifists and a Quaker group. Seniors, all of whom a lifetime history of being peaceful and law-abiding, they too were not only infiltrated, but sabotage and job sabotaging, all kinds of stuff. And so we're going to touch on that later, because those of you, especially those of you who are still active or becoming active, you got to stay on top of things like Operation COINTELPRO. And, well, let me give a plug now, because these books are important. And some people say, oh, I can't take some of the music, so I had to turn it off. So I'm going to give you this plug now. South End Press. which is one word, southendpress.org. And there's a couple of books that are essential reading so that you know what's happening when the bullshit crank calls start, when the bullshit fights between you and others begin and you don't know how, and it isn't from just normal stuff. And when rivalries between organizations flare up for no obvious reason. The COINTELPRO papers, the COINTELPRO papers, COINTELPRO papers, and Agents of Repression. It's from South End Press, as they stated, source of how to beat the draft, the Underground Railroad that goes to Canada and other places, and the latest in updated ideas, because like COINTELPRO and other stuff, it is best to stay one step ahead of the ultimate goonery. Let's go back to 1980, when Ronald Caligula Reagan first came to power to begin his era of mass murder, covert wars, and reversing the 60s and the 70s. This was when he was simply president erect. It was just before his, I doubt if he could be that, but this was, even then, this was just before the inauguration. Margaret Thatcher was the prime minister of England already when the song came out. Margaret Thatcher was kind of like Ronald Reagan in drag. And again, Reagan was president erect, allegedly. And the song came out from England by Heaven 17, entitled "We Don't Need This Fascist Groove Thang." Lord, make this thing work. Play.
We don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers. This is Nurse Ratchet, and I'm pissed off as hell at my worthless offspring, at my sickly, disgusting spouse, at those nasty social workers in the social services agency, at that horrible Sister Ann for leaving us, and her warm and fuzzy friends as well. I had to do a cleansing of auras in the whole facility. I'm upset that Sister Anne's departure caused our master, the inbreeding king of nepotism, to have a tantrum in his office and throw paperweights and whine and cry and soil his diapers. I'm fed up with the bleeding hearts who are trying to sensitize the environment of all these disgusting people who are poor, on Medicaid, have AIDS, mental illness, drug addictions, poverty, and other problems that make me sick. I'm proud of my record for serving under the great Dr. Mengels and Drag herself, and for doing what I can to make a horrible tomorrow for me and my Ralph Cramden clone spouse. And now I'm going to play one of my favorite bands called Root Boy Slim and the Sex Change Band, even though the Reverend is horrible for wanting to celebrate the death of Reagan. This song is entitled Boogie Till You Puke.
The party lasts. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
And how long has it been since your last confession, my
About son? 4 months, I guess, Father. I missed Mass about 15 times. I lied a lot. I fucked this girl. Excuse my French, Father. I went all the way with this girl.
Don't be embarrassed, my son. I've heard it all before. I've heard much, much worse than that.
You heard cunnilingus?
I hear that from second graders.
Wow. Wobbly warhead? You heard that? Slammed a warhead at her?
Years ago.
Low clearance clit? You heard that?
Dwarf cock.
Bosom burger?
Scrotum breath.
Albino beaver?
Iguana tits.
You know what we used to call nuns? Penguin pussy.
You bangy bottom.
Madam ovary?
Slime slit.
Mashy nipple lick?
Bug nuts.
Cock nose?
Vagina.
Oriental crack?
Superdome pussy.
Afterbirth on toast? It's pizza.
Punk piss.
Hillbilly snatch.
Boob pus.
You're rhino clit?
Rhino clit? That's disgusting. That's terrible. Nice mouth. You kiss your mother with that mouth? You eat with that mouth? Garbage mouth.
Garbage mouth, toilet tongue, sewer mouth.
Sewer shoot.
One, two, three.
In the 1990s, it increased further. The military aid and training is going to go up again because it hasn't been yet successful, hasn't been completely successful. In the 1990s, Colombia moved to first rank among the terrorist states of Latin America. There were two reasons for that. One is that its own atrocities against its own population were in fact increasing. But the other reason is kind of like Turkey. The terrorist activities in the other countries had more or less succeeded, and therefore they were able to decline. In the 1980s, a couple hundred thousand people were massacred in Central America. There were probably millions of refugees and vast destruction, huge atrocities, all organized and directed and armed and by the United States. And it more or less worked. So the place is now quieter, kind of like southeastern Turkey, although there's a residue. The Jesuits in El Salvador, the surviving ones, many of them were murdered. But the ones who survived had a conference a couple of years ago in which they described what they reviewed the situation of the last 10 or 20 years of atrocities, and pointed out that what remains is what they called a culture of terror, in which people's aspirations are domesticated with regard to alternatives different from those of the powerful. In other words, you lose hope. You know, you get murdered and tortured and beaten enough, you essentially give up, and your aspirations are domesticated. Here that's called peace, democracy, human rights, demonstration of our nobility, and so on and so forth. In Colombia, we haven't reached that happy stage yet, so it's necessary to move on with the punishment, to escalate the punishment until we can succeed in achieving a culture of terror in which aspirations are domesticated. Nobody should have any problems thinking of domestic analogs right here, incidentally.
Join the throng against pornography, led by
EDWINFESE.
Say a dirty word and get a censorship decree, straight from
EDWINFESE. Edwin Meese.
Nappy Duck.
Barn Police.
What rhymes with duck?
Pornography will lead us all to crime.
Ladies and gentlemen, I recently sent my Attorney General, Mr. Edwin Meese, to 7-Eleven stores throughout the land, where he found you with your Penthouse magazines, your Slurpees, and your 99-cent wieners. And he's here today to offer his final report.
Dirty books cost too much in Washington. But look at this, Dirty Does Dallas, $19.99. But now you can get it all in one place for only one price. It's the Attorney General's report on pornography. So remember, if you pay too much for dirty books, you didn't get them at the Justice
Now it's time to say goodbye to everything we see that is
OBSC.
See? See if you can find something dirty in your neighborhood.
E-N-I-T-Y.
Why? Because that's disgusting.
That's obscenity.
Thank you.
away. Sandinistas on the way. In the jungle there's been a bungle while Reagan sleeps tonight. In Honduras some army tourists have gotten in a fight.
This city, the latest plan
to leave right now, the story isn't pretty.
Reagan, Packwood, Rostenkowski, tax simplification.
Nothing's getting simplified, it's just a complication.
We worked on it long enough, it's time for our vacation.
Reagan, Packwood, Rostenkowski, tax simplification.
It started with a Reagan plan to make your taxes leaner. Then Rossi got a hold of it,
but didn't make it cleaner.
Then over on the Senate floor, it changed its whole demeanor.
Don't watch him write a tax bill and don't watch him make a wiener.
Reagan, Packwood, Rostenkowski, tax simplification.
In committee, every member had an alteration.
The lawyers will make millions off of this new legislation.
Reagan, Packwood, Rostenkowski, tax simplification.
I'm diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-
get a different number. Your big campaign contributors, they'll not let you encumber.
With taxes on our IRA.
But not on fish and lumber.
The plan was getting longer when it should have gotten shorter. Now Packwood has a plan to end this tax reform disorder.
He says just run the tax code backwards in a tape recorder. The letters are the same, you see, just in the other order.
Noi tac, if lip, miss attic, swash nets, or do cap nager.
They say they'll take the loopholes out.
But in the end, they'll stay there.
They all behave in Congress like the children do in daycare.
We re-elect them anyway, so what the hell do they care?
Noi tac, back with Ross and Cass, or tax, or do cap nager. They say they'll make the loopholes out, or high end of the way. They all behave
on the song floor, they all will make a ration.
Super fragile, unsimplistic,
tax complication.
What Reagan didn't know. Iran. Iran Gate. Contragate. North Scam. Iranamuck. Here we go again with the best present we've received in a long, long time. Your friend and mine, Grandpa Caligula, the Gipper. Boy, is he shitting Teflon bricks now. The great communicator now calls reporters sons of bitches. Caught with his greedy, scaly hands in the genocide cookie jar. Hiding arms deals from his own army. Relying on a compulsive liar, a five-star colonel, to make secret foreign policy in his cubicle in the White House basement. The moral equivalent of our founding fathers, the Contras, got their cash to go around killing doctors, teachers, women, children from mafia-style Swiss bank accounts and less widely reported cocaine deals. Can you imagine the look on poor Nancy's face if they proved that Ronnie's so-called freedom fighters were the ones bringing in those drugs for our children? This is the greatest soap opera going.
Not even Get Smart has so many hilarious surprises. Speaking of Get Smart, have you noticed how much Maxwell Smart looks like Robert McFarlane? And isn't George Shultz a little too perfect in his role as the chief? Moaning at his desk, one disaster after another created by his finest secret agents. Oh, Mac, now look what you've done. You can't die from ODing on Valium. That darn fool kid. Reagan Duffy, the flaky fanatic, the only wheeler dealer in the whole Mideastern poker game who is so bad he makes Jimmy Carter look like he knew what he was doing. We will never give in to terrorists. We will never pay ransom for hostages. Oh no, not us. Keep in mind, he could have had all those hostages back for a cool million. But what does he do? He gives the Ayatollah of all people 30 million, and in exchange, he doesn't get the hostages back. Not all of them. What a genius! What a deal! What a guy! Don't you wish you had him on your side? Doing his best on your behalf? Don't you wish you had him to depend on next time you get caught in a small emergency like being kidnapped? And what does he do when his B-movie game is up? He freaks out and stonewalls, just like Nixon. No surprise, really, when you look around and see how many seasoned Watergate criminals have been up to their old tricks since Reagan gave them their new jobs in the White House and in his cabinet. Just like Nixon, he blames it all on the press. Somehow it's the fault of the media that his pet terrorists got caught. Sure, he says mistakes were made, but he has yet to say he was sorry. He says, I know my people did nothing wrong, even though I didn't know what they'd been up to. It was all done behind my back. It was all done behind my ever so willing asshole. Honest, I didn't know. Would I lie to you? Maybe. Maybe. Maybe he really didn't know. It wouldn't be the first time he didn't know the obvious, now would it? Who says the great communicator ever once bothered to proofread his own script? He almost so much as admits he doesn't care. For a president of the United States, it's amazing all the things over the years he didn't know. It's almost as if he grew up watching television. For example, how many of you know that there is a token black person in Reagan's cabinet? HUD Secretary Samuel Pierce. He's been there ever since the beginning, but you just never hear about him, do you? Apparently, Reagan didn't know about him either. When he ran into him 6 months after Pierce started on the job at a meeting of big city mayors and said, "How are you, Mr. Mayor? I'm glad to meet you. How are things in your city?" When he was visiting Brazil, he didn't know what country he was in and called for a toast to the people of Bolivia. He then quickly covered for himself by saying, oh, Bolivia was the next stop on his Latin American trip, but he was actually going to Colombia and wasn't scheduled to visit Bolivia at all. When he was in Oklahoma campaigning for the re-election of Senator Don Nichols, he urged everyone out there to be sure and go vote for Don Rickles. What he didn't know about South Africa, his definition of apartheid live on national radio was that South Africans have eliminated the segregation we once had in our own country.
Last time he unveiled his budget, he said we will be spending more money than ever before to combat the use of drugs. What he didn't know was his own budget called for less. What he didn't know about the Jews in Nazi Germany when he said, after visiting Bitburg and the cemetery with all them stormtrooper skeletons down below, you know, he said that Nazi soldiers were victims just as surely as the victims in the concentration camps. Some people got a little bit unamused. So he said, "Oh yes, I know all the bad things that happened in that war. I was in uniform for 4 years myself." What he didn't know was World War II took place in Europe and in the South Pacific, not in the first motion picture unit of the Army Air Corps at Hal Roach Studios in Hollywood. He said missiles launched from submarines can be recalled in event that it's a false alarm for nuclear war. What he didn't know is they can't be recalled. When asked if he'd be visiting the Vietnam War Memorial, he said, "I can't tell until somebody tells me. I never know where I'm going." So, the question remains, is our buddy Ronald McRagan really in the dark? Really just an absent-minded bozo along for the ride? Or does his real evil lie elsewhere? Is this talking Gila monster with a pompadour so conniving that he knows his real role and purpose as an actor and plays it anyway? Just smile. Read the cue cards, Ronnie. Now talk assuredly and soothe the people. It's your job to soften the blow of corporate martial law. Get them to like the taste of high-tech feudalism that the powers behind the scenes who pull your strings have in mind. People unemployed and starving? Just tell them how we whooped them in Grenada. Tell them the one about the welfare mother who spent her food stamps on vodka. When someone cries atrocities, just smile and say, "I'm a Contra too." And somehow, that'll make the atrocities okay. Just wait and see. They'll believe it. Because corporate martial law must come so quietly in this country that people won't even smell it. Watergate was sloppy. A Marcos-style coming to visit and deciding to stay wouldn't quite work here. This clampdown must be eased in slowly over 30 or 40 years, so hardly anyone will notice what's going on as our rights are being systematically whittled away. At least not lift an eyebrow as long as the price is right. And the last 5 or 10 years of the onset of corporate martial law won't be quite so difficult with the right actor in the right place, playing the right role for the fans. The chipper grandfather we all kind of wish we had. Grandpa Caligula. See him smile and wave as he trots off with Nancy for another holiday at the ranch. Now, if he really didn't know about all his elves playing Rambo that are still getting away with murder, check this out. There's a book out now called Dark Victory, Reagan, MCA, and the Mob, published by Viking Press. Its author is Don Moldea. Where it is written, in the 1950s, MCA made this little deal with the Screen Actors Guild, that's the actors union, an exclusive, what they called a blanket waiver that would make MCA billions of dollars. It was rigged so only MCA could act as agent to its own stars. MCA alone was somehow exempt from a coming actor's strike. And at that time, the president of the Screen Actors Guild was guess who? Ronald Reagan. He made the deal. His reward from MCA, as his career began to peter out, was to be named host of the long-running GE Television Theater. Then later on, MCA gave him 25% of the whole program, and overnight he was on his way to being a multimillionaire. Then, in 1962, a grand jury called in Ronald McRagan, wanted to have a few words with Ronald McRagan, asked him if these deals he made, weren't they a little corrupt? And Reagan, professional actor, suddenly acted confused and replied almost as if on cue, clear back in 62, that he, the president of the Screen Actors Guild, didn't know what was going on. Sound familiar?
You heard Jello Biafra doing What Reagan Didn't Know from his first spoken word release, No More Cocoons, from AlternativeTentacles.com. Capital Steps did The Musketeers, While Reagan Sleeps Tonight, Thank God I'm a Contra Boy, and a couple other ones, because I heard that we were all fucked up and buffering, so I let it play out. And a couple other tracks from that. Capital Steps, Thank God I'm a Contra Boy release. The Farts did Injustice. Noam Chomsky did Pacification, spoken word track. Flaming Lips did Do You Realize. National Lampoon did Confession. Root Boy Slim and the Sex Change Band did Boogie Till You Puke. And started off, before that, Peter Tosh did Legalize It. And started off with Heaven 17 doing We Don't Need This Fascist Groove Thing. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Reagan Anti-Memorial Part 3, The Mass. And the final installment of the anti-memorial for the Gipper Zipper. And since we're on that subject, let's christen the ship, which was announced this week, the USS Reagan. All right, since I'm clergy, I am qualified to do this, and I was asked to do it. So, Lord, we ask you to bless the USS Reagan as we break a bottle of Central American civilian blood against the ship. And on this USS Reagan, help us seal the many holes in the floor that we forgot to keep together. Please clear out the coke out of the engine room. And please, Lord, help them to find direction, since like its namesake, it is a ship without a fucking compass. We bless thee, USS Reagan, Lord. May it not follow the trail of the Titanic. Thank you, Lord. This is Reverend Bookburn from Radio Volta. And I was asked this week if what the Republican Party is doing in Michigan is legal, and what they are doing is they are, and I'm not making this up, they are soliciting signatures and petitions on behalf of presidential candidate of the Green Party, Ralph Nader. And the only obvious reason to do something like that is on the assumption that it will take away votes from the Democrats and make him electable. And the Reverend, as I've said before, is no fucking Democrat or any corporate party hack, and will not on the show get into the Green versus Democrats debate or vote or not vote debate or any of that shit. But the question was, is it legal that the Republicans are assisting the Michigan Greens, which is very bizarre. It sounds like some kind of half dream of the Reverend's in between those outbursts of the snooze alarm. But the answer is that I don't know if it is legal or not. But it is certainly unscrupulous, and it is certainly strategic, I'll put it that way. And more than one person asked me that, including Ms. Terry from thegreatradioleft.com. But I will say this, since it is done, whether it's legal or not, and since they are a part of the effort to support the Greens under the belief that it'll screw up the Democrats, and the question from one emailer was, what can be done about it? Here is the response from Reverend Bookburn. The response is, as in all things, stay one step ahead of them and do it to them. If the assumption, whether it is accurate or not, is that if you help alienate a person's support base, that you will get cause them to get less votes, then do it to George W. Numbnuts Bush. Okay, he is smart enough, or he's not smart enough, but he's a fucking moron, but the people behind him are smart enough to not alienate their support base. You know, they weren't like that fucking idiot Gore who chose a Taliban wannabe, a right-wing asshole named Lieberman to be his running mate. To do the same, Bush would have had to have run on a ticket with Jane Fonda or Michael Moore or Jesse Jackson or somebody. They don't alienate their own support base. And that's why their ads, even though they know they sound like assholes, their ads are perpetrating their own bigotry. They're homophobic. They're openly decrying Kerry's pro-choice stance and on and on. They are trying to pump up their support base. And studies do show that most people don't vote against. They vote for. So they're pumping up their support base. Well, people are not going to get pumped over an agenda, which the Democrats will do again. You heard it here first. They're going to say, oh no, we're just like the other guys. No, we're bigger warmongers. So, to fuck Bush up, what you need to do is go after his support base. His support base is a bunch of fundamentalist fanatics, religious right-wing people, Taliban wannabes, right-wing political groups, racists, and various assholes who will hate the people who appear to be liberal so much more that they'll support Bush by default. Well, in the same manner that some Bush supporters want to push Nader, you can push somebody further to the right than Bush in these circles. Start circulating emails. Start circulating this link to the Constitution Party, which is at constitutionparty.com. How fucking nuts are these people? I'll tell you. They're so fucking nuts that they dislike the Bush regime and its Taliban type of religious supporters because they're too liberal. They don't go far enough. They haven't fucked up enough rights. They haven't changed enough laws. They don't go far enough. They're not repressive enough. They haven't fucked the Constitution and Bill of Rights enough. They haven't become war criminals enough. They're too liberal. That is the Constitution Party. That is militantly anti-abortion, militantly homophobic, and these are the support bases of Bush. So, to that relative, to that coworker, to that person in the hood who is so far to the right that they want to support Bush because they just feel so strongly about abortion or about something else or about censorship, there's not enough censorship, and blah, 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 send them the link to the Constitution Party and use Bush's own tactics against him. ConstitutionParty.com. Two fucking nutcases running together. If you know who Charles Baldwin is, he's the vice presidential candidate. A friend of violent anti-abortion terrorist groups. A friend of violent anti-gay defendants, convicts, and perpetrators. That Charles Baldwin, he's the vice presidential candidate in the Constitution Party. So use Bush's tactics against him and send this link all over, constitutionparty.com. And you're not electable, so don't think you're going to say, oh, what if this guy wins? All right, some plugs and then play some final tunes for this mass to celebrate the demise of Ronald, mass civilian murderer, worldwide, Reagan. This is from the York Daily Journal or Gazette or something. It's YDJ or YDG.com. The writer is Mike Argendo. It's Bush, the FBI, COINTELPRO types, Rick Santorum, and other Taliban clones, marriage, gay and straight, on and on and on. This is hilarious satire called Something Borrowed, Something Boom. And it's on the opinion page of the York Daily Journal or Gazette, YDJ or YDG.com. If you can't find it, write to me, Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at sjcdc.org, and I'll send it to you. By Mike Argento. It's hysterical and worth finding. To see the resistance to the anti-choice goons in Columbus, Ohio, go to theanswerisno.org. And check out the Reverend's friends Bill Baird and Joni Scott at ProChoiceLeague.com. And please send them a couple of bucks. They are on a shoestring as usual. Hilarious goof on the John Kerry types. A cartoon called Sensible Liberal by the great cartoonist Tom Tomorrow from ThisModernWorld.com. Check out his cartoon Sensible Liberal. Great article on Contra war criminal under Reagan, resurrected by Bush in the Bush regime. His name is John Negroponte. The article is entitled John Negroponte, Bush's Death Squad Kind of Guy, from BuzzFlash, one word, BuzzFlash.com. Hot erotica from Dr. Susan Block, the anti-Dr. Laura, drsusanblock.com, and check out her live guests on her video and audio streaming show at Radio Susie. Dr. Susie receives Reverend Bookburn's Emma Goldman Freedom Award. Shows upcoming for future live guests, shows past for past guests and shows, the Reverend live guest November 2002. And that is updated up to like a week or two ago, drsusanblock.com. And check out her editorials in Terror Journals. Sick of talking. There's only a couple things to go. And then we're done. Oh, enough about this bullshit. Tom Keene, a 9/11 report. We'll talk about that on the future shows that are coming up. And we'll deal with COINTELPRO more. And again, go to South End Press, one word, southendpress.org. And click after you check out Real Story Series and the Take the Rich Off Welfare book, click on Classics and check out the books on Operation COINTELPRO in the 60s. And A Tactic Revived. today, COINTELPRO Papers and Agents of Repression. And we'll deal with the 9/11 Commission in the forthcoming shows, which was, of course, yet another slap in the face of the loved ones of people who lost loved ones on September 11th. We will deal with the specifics as information unfolds, and we will make our own humorous version of Fahrenheit 9/11 when the Reverend completes his first film, United We Stand, Erect. All right, definitely sick of talking. Let's play a song from... There was a response to Reagan's support of the violently racist regime that was still in power in South Africa. This was a number of rock stars, rap stars, the kind of foreparents of the hip hoppers, and a few punks, and all kinds of musicians in a collaboration entitled Artists United Against Apartheid. And this release was about a resort much like the Aladdin facility in Las Vegas. Those assholes that just fucked over Linda Ronstadt. This place was called Sun City. And this track is entitled Sun City, in opposition to Ronald Reagan's support for the racist apartheid system of South Africa. Here is Artists United Against Apartheid, Sun City.
Sun City.
Nah.
I'm hallucinating angels. I'm hearing voices. I'm receiving divine commands. I hear divine voices while I hallucinate angels. I see statues crying blood. I see Our Lady of Guacamole. I hear holy commands to kill the infidels, the abortion doctors, the homosexuals, and every type of sex positive. I see delirious mental images. I see statues crying blood. I believe in the literal interpretation of a book that features talking donkeys. And I'm seeing angels in my office, and I break for them, as announced on my car's bumper. And I want to talk to you about your mental health. I want to be your faith-based social services provider. I want to be your Christian supremacist social worker. I want to counsel you on your crisis pregnancy.
For more information about the George W. Numbnuts Bush faith-based initiative and other tramplings of the separation of church and state, check out AU.org, Americans United for the Separation of Church and State, AU.org, AU.org.
Okay, let's roll. Let's rock and roll. She got you so high.
warn you when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. Sunday, July 25th, 2004 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Our very special someone is the owner of a shithole in Las Vegas called Aladdin. Asshole of the Week is Bill Timmons of Aladdin Casinos in Las Vegas, who removed Linda Ronstadt after her concert from the property, as we said earlier, for endorsing Michael Moore's incredible Fahrenheit 9/11 film, instead of taking her to her suite that was in the casino and loudly exiting her from the building and making public statements about having to get tough and not tolerate that kind of stuff from Linda Ronstadt. Bill Timmons, you are Asshole of the Week. Alright, no more of that sound. You heard the Ramones doing their song for Reagan called Bonzo Goes to Bitburg, about when Reagan visited the Nazi SS cemetery in Germany. May Pang did Nothing Is True and started off with Artists United Against Apartheid doing Sun City, as organized by Bruce Springsteen's band member Steve Van Zandt, alias Little Steven, now a Sopranos star. And that was Sun City. And I was going to play his version of War, that had a good spoken introduction about not going into the draft or fighting the Contra War, but time is not going to permit it. We're losing the AN listeners, and I want to do the final goodnight to Ronald Caligula Reagan, and we'll go over time at the Washington outlets and RadioVolta.org, but first we want to say Ronald Caligula Reagan, your legacy is one of dishonor, bloodshed, shit-canning of the economic infrastructure of our nation, of the environment, of justice and human rights worldwide, and just being a dumb fucking idiot when you spoke publicly. And now you are gone, and there's only one thing to say to you, and that is good night.
Say good night. With police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States.
You heard Bongwater.
with Thule Kupferberg, formerly of the Fugs, doing a Thule Kupferberg song entitled Reagan Nation. Before that, the Beatles did the final song of the Mass for Ronald Caligula Reagan. That was called Good Night. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight has been the Reagan Anti-Memorial Part 3, The Mass. And we'll do the credits. We're going over time at the other outlets. And we'll do the credits and play some final songs. Hello and greetings to the new book burners in Arizona from Wiseacres Productions and the Jelly Side Down compilation CD. Thank you very much. We'll play some of this again on a future show. And no, the CD cover does not make your butt look big. The Reverend thanks the following for information assistance or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's conclusion of the Reagan Anti-Memorial Show. Thank you, Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Secret Chimp, Father Oblivion, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, Lady Simone, Cindy Wildflower from WildflowerDesire.com, possible future bride on the show if they're going to get married still, Everlasting Godstopper, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends and allies in his professional life, Lady Pixanne, Sister Anne, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Malik, Jersey Red, Leanne and Tim, Annie Red, no relation to Jersey Red, Holy Bloody Mary, Nicole, Katie, Louisa, Brooke, Justin, Zvi and family, the Mac Goddess and family, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Katie, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian and Lebanese Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah, the Coffee Goddesses, Dark Lady and her Honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from the Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner from PaulKrasner.com, Pro-Choice League, all clinic defenders, Jennifer Hunter, Deicide, Pie Man from PieMan.org, Full Circle Records from Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records on 5th Street in Philadelphia between South Street and Lombard, the Lisa Bouchel Band, the Laura Shea Band, Joe Keithley and DOA from SuddenDeath.com, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. Blanket Man from Radio Volta, the two Washington outlets that relay broadcast the show, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, book burners everywhere, and to everyone who helped demyth the saturation of corporate media crap that everybody, and not just a bunch of Bermuda shorts wearing tourists, but everybody mourned a mass murderer, genocidist, war criminal with a nice smile named Ronald Reagan. Thank you, everybody. Write to me, Red Book Burn, care of Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at SJCDC.org, and tell me if you want the playlist. And yes, I'm way behind, but I'm still sending out the playlists that are due, as well as mailing list stuff. And, of course, keep in touch with Independent Media for the coverage of the actions outside the Republican and Democratic conventions. And we will, of course, relay reports on this show from the great Pie Man from PieMan.org. And hopefully he will cover that. We'll play some final 80s songs and put the final spitting touches to the Reagan farewell. Let's play some Warren Streak, doing a song originally by the Bugles. This is video killed the radio star. Right.
My name is Luca. I live on the second floor. And I'll lay until you cry. After that, you don't ask why. Just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore. Yeah.
How made you scream?